Now, the Climate Change Advisory Council is recommending that the government provides an additional €10,000 in grants to low-income households for the purpose of electric vehicles, particularly in areas with limited access to public transport. Now, this comes as the council says it's unlikely that sectoral emissions targets for transport will be met. To tell us more, I'm joined by Mary Donnelly, the chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council. Thanks for coming in to us. And before we get into maybe the incentives that you're now saying are needed to inject some momentum into the transport emissions reductions, why are we failing?
Transport is our highest energy use in Ireland. Emissions, about 20% of our emissions come from transport. We obviously saw a decline in transport during COVID, but then it bounced right back again. And what we find is that even though there are initiatives, there are policies, public transport is improving, number of passengers is certainly going up, that we find a combination of economic activity, population growth, that the demand in transport is outpacing the pace of policy changes to bring emissions down. So we're really not having any impact. We're about a 1% reduction of emissions in transport last year.
And is upping the number of EVs on the road, is that the best way to achieve the type of surge that you now need to get to that, isn't it, a 50% reduction in emissions by 2030?
So we've basically suggested two issues. One, you're right, is the EVs. But the second one, of course, is public transport. Particularly, we've targeted particularly school buses, because one in five car journeys is bringing children to school. So that's a huge amount of our car journeys. And if we can increase the public bus system, both through buses bringing kids to school and using public buses in cities, it means that we can reduce that.
Why can't we do that? That has to be, that's state-led.
It's state-led, needs money. There is money being put into it. We need more buses, and the buses should really, of course, be electric buses. And we need more bus drivers. So there is an investment going on.
And more money
there.
From government,
yes,
to provide for those buses.
Yes, it will need more money from government to provide for those buses.
How much more?
It will probably be in the order of 100 to 200 million.
And is that forthcoming?
And that's for the school bus system.
Yeah.
Now, there's also the issue of converting our diesel buses into electric buses, and we're making some progress there. We now have 282 electric buses in the country, I'm pleased to say. Our target is to have 1,500 by 2030. So we're not there yet, but we are making progress.
And I come to the EVs now, but is it your belief that the government is fully and squarely behind this move to get these buses converted, the public school buses system and general public buses converted in the numbers that is necessary?
I think, yes, it's slow to happen because, of course, you have to go through public procurement in addition to, of course, the budget. But it makes economic sense because an electric bus is cheaper to run once you have it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there is a capital investment required there, and that's where the government capital budget comes. But running costs are reduced and makes it
you
more efficient.
You want to incentivise people to purchase electric vehicles. What do you want done?
So we know that we have grants at the moment, 3,500 for cars up to €60,000. Those grants actually were reduced in 2023, and in 2024, car sales, EV sales dropped. Okay. So we know the grant is a powerful instrument. In this instance, though, we're talking about an additional targeted, very targeted grant to lower income households, particularly those who don't have ready access to public transport, up to €10,000 of a grant for cars costing less than 35,000. So it's a really very targeted grant incentive to try and spread the opportunity across our population to people who under normal circumstances wouldn't be able to afford a new car, that this would make it worth their while. Mm-hmm. Combine that with the lifetime saving of €1,500 a year, lower costs.
And I know you're talking about a scrappage scheme as well within that. There's much more to talk about. We can't do it this morning, but we will again. And thank you for joining us. It's 9:04.